The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Can I turn that off?
Apple computers.
What the fuck is that? Hang on a second. I'm going to turn that off.
You're talking about something emotional and fucking shit, and then just
thumbs up emoji.
Thumbs up emoji.
The easiest way to get away from a toxic job is to just stop working there. This week on Flag Time.
Everybody, welcome to Flag Time Podcast, the automotive automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that.
Hey, there we go. Sterling remembered.
I'm a burb.
My name is Serrated Mobius.
My name is Pixie. Why put your hand down? What your hand? It's not.
It's a reaction.
Class. Stop. No. I got a new job today.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Honda.
That's Stirworks, by the way.
Yeah, that's me.
But yeah, you got a new job.
I got a new job. I'm pretty excited about it because the place that I worked at, which is the place that y'all know that I work at, some stuff happened with a coworker. You know, everyone's got a coworker.
Man, that sounds familiar.
Something's got to.
Shit went down. People died. It was crazy.
people didn't die, but people might have died if I stayed there. So I'm out. But yeah. Off to bigger and better things.
Yeah, buddy.
In the future, which probably means that I will be making less content. I mean, obviously, I haven't been doing too much over the last few weeks. Just because of partially because of all this bullshit that's been happening. Mm-hmm. But I've been working for this company for 8 years. And, combined with the long commute, combined with, people not necessarily jiving along with me, and
yeah,
combination of everything else, it's like, well, my boss doesn't want to be confrontational and, you know, be like, hey, don't threaten to hurt people, maybe. Yeah. To the other guy, not to me. It wasn't me. I didn't do that.
What position are you at the new place?
It's not necessary. It's not really determined yet. We kind of just came to the conclusion that I can work on cars and have been forever. And I was like, yeah, I'm not really fast with jobs like, you know, engine reseals and timing chains and shit like that. But I mean, I can knock out really any maintenance. I can do diags really fast. I can do timing belts in no time, you know, like maintenance shit. Maintenance and diags are something that I want to do a lot more of.
That's basically what I do at my job all the time.
I love doing maintenance.
I really love it. Anytime I get something where it's like, oh, this thing might need a heater core, I'm like, fuck!
My Accord needs a heater core. I'm fucking
pissed off. Any huge stuff like that, it's like, I should want to do that. I should probably need to do that, but I just don't like doing all that shit. I like doing fucking a bunch of maintenance shit because I can get it done super fast.
You also make a bunch of hours that way, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's really unfortunate because the dealer that I just left, I had a job waiting for me to do that lined up with one of my favorite things to do on these cars, which is dashboard removal.
Oh,
yeah. I had a,
you like that?
Yes. I like removing these things because it allows me to get in the zone, get locked in and just listen to music and start taking things off period, like one at a time. And, I had that lined up because there was a whole bunch of just rodent damage behind the instrument cluster and behind the cross brace.
How the rats behind the instrument cluster? That's crazy. Yeah.
They got underneath the carpet, dude. They were in the wiring channel underneath the front carpet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love it when they do that. My favorite. What the fuck?
But yeah.
Did you get to eat the rats afterwards?
No, unfortunately. But I had it slated to get done. But a combination of there was a power outage on Monday and me not giving a shit anymore, I ended up not going to do it. So
You should tell the people that when the power went out, your toilets at the shop stopped working. Yeah.
So the toilets at that dealer are actuated with solenoids. Like the water pressure,
the motion sensor ones.
Yeah, the water pressure is held back with excellent. A solenoid. So when the power went out,
and it doesn't,
the solenoids didn't work. So someone had
and it
shit
doesn't
in the
have
toilet.
A mechanical backup.
No, it doesn't. Someone had shit in the toilet, the and then the that? Power went out, and he couldn't flush it. And it was great. So no one went in the bathroom. After like 3 hours and the power didn't come back on, I just left. So
what the fuck? What bathroom has electronically actuated toilets? What the fuck's up with that?
Every single bathroom you've ever been to that has motion sensor toilets that when you step away from it, it flushes itself.
Oh, I guess that's, yeah, whatever.
But like a lot of the ones that I go to, they also have a physical fucking switch, because sometimes, most of the time, the fucking motion sensor doesn't even work right in the first place.
If this one did, knew where it was. So
did I say it where probably. I was going, or did I just say
you
that
you didn't
I got
say
a
where
new
you
job?
Were going?
You just said that you got a new job.
You said,
"Oh
Honda.
Yeah, I'm going to be Honda big Honda guy again." Here's my fucking.
Does this mean you'll get a discount on a Honda Insight, or do you not need the Insight anymore? Because
it's no, I'm still buying. I'm still getting that car. So
it'll just be more affordable because you'll save more on gas.
I already did the math. The commute, I can go. It is 12 miles away from my house. Where I was working was 60 miles away from my house. So 12 times 2 times 4 is about.
For the audio listeners, he just went cross-eyed.
I did the math and then I forgot all of it. So 12 times.
They still gave you the 4-day work week?
No, 5 days. But okay. It sucks. It's going to be. I'm happy. Because I'm out of that environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have less of a commute. I'm not going to have to pay for my health insurance out of pocket.
Oh, nice.
I also paid off one of my tool bills.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, last week. So $200 a week is now not being spent on Cornwell tools anymore.
Mm-hmm. I need to see how much money I have left on Matco.
Oh, geez. Because I've
been paying $95 a month on that shit.
$95 a month. Fuck, that's lucky. My Snap-on bills for my scanner basically only, and it's $200 and $250 a month. That's the last tool bill that I have. Everything else is paid off. My box is paid off.
It set up is with my credit, I could be paying $15 a month on it, but I would never pay it off ever if I did that. So
yeah, because it's compounding.
No. Sort of not
like
even
compounding
with the
interest.
Not even with the interest. It would just take forever. Like I would still be paying off everything, but it would take way too long. So I was like, just do 95 a month. That way it'll knock it out pretty good. Cause that's,
If I buy tools off a tool truck, I that's only better. Buy them from the guy who drives the Mac tools truck because right. he owns the truck itself.
Yeah. It's not like a franchise.
He doesn't
franchise.
Do like, yeah, no, he owns all the tools and shit in it, basically, or whatever. So he's he himself is not it's not corporate-related, so he doesn't make a whole lot of money on the interest if he decides to do interest. I just pay a flat $25 a week.
Hell yeah.
Because I like round numbers.
Well, I was paying, I think there was one point in my career where I had $100 a month from 4 different tool trucks.
Jesus
Christ. $100 a week, not a month. It was $400 a week. I remember that. And it was, you know,
shit.
$1,600 a month just in tools. But, I mean, I have them all. And they're all paid off now. So, pretty much.
Considering one Snap-on wrench.
Or you could buy half of Harbor Freight's.
One Snap-on wrench that doesn't even have any ratcheting capability. It's a standard box wrench. Can be up to, like, $100 a piece. So.
Yeah, no. You can eat my whole entire ass.
Poop. Sock.
Crack and all.
Cracking all how the hair, crack? All of it.
Can't not by crack. A fucking crack is, the crack is literally the absence of ass.
Not when it's full of hair.
What is this show?
All right. Anyway,
what the fuck is this show? How did we get this topic? Platform? Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Have you ever been on your motorcycle and you really gotta take a shit, but you don't wanna pull over because that would require stopping, and stopping for liberal pussies like you? Well, if you don't wanna do that, then just shit your pants. shit yourself. And then you won't have to shit at a rest stop because stopping's for liberals. Anyway, I'm paying. I need money for my divorce. Can you guys?
I recorded that, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon. That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from. Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
I don't know, but it allows us to say random bullshit online, and it's great.
We don't have a topic tonight. I figured we'd just talk about our job situations, because I know a lot of people are going to be wondering about that since...
I mean, mine hasn't changed.
However, I did...
It works for...
God damn it. I did
in Texas.
I did ask our Instagram followers. I posted one of those question block thingies, and I said, write one word. We're gonna see if y'all can tell us a story. One single word.
We know.
There's a tool truck so here in about how much time do we have? How much time have we spent on this so far? We're at 48 minutes left. Okay. We need to stall for a little while longer, and then at the end we'll do that segment, see what kind of story they tell us.
I gotta stop posting like just gym stuff on my stories because I have to do it from behind because I don't show my face on my Instagram, so I don't get fired. If I would be fired for the content that I make, I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna risk it.
Right.
You find out.
I don't wanna find out. I like this job. But every time I do that, because it's from the back, everybody just comments about my ass.
Well, what do you expect?
It's like I know I gotta start.
You're throwing that shit out there. What are we not supposed to look at that?
No, the focus is supposed to be me lateral raising 50-pound dumbbells on either side. Not my ginormous dump truck of a fucking ass. I've thought about it because I make money. I could do all it right. Completely anonymously too, but
that's
I
the name of the episode. Pixie OnlyFans question mark.
Pixie OnlyFans
oh,
win.
No. Oh no. Deal.
Did you want to go into detail why you started working at a Honda dealer? Or did you want to keep that?
Cause Honda. Yeah, sure. He's been there before.
Just for legal reasons, if you say any names, I'm gonna bleep them out. But
Accord.
That's a car. I'm talking about.
Well, people. I'm not gonna. You mean like names, like of people?
Yeah, people and locations. Because when you're putting that kind of stuff out there, that's why last episode or the episode
I'm not.
Before,
I'm not gonna say. Yeah. I'm not gonna say their names.
He works for Honda in Washington.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like.
I was totally going. I went there totally expecting them to like be like, "Well, you found your Instagram." I'll be like. Yeah, but they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything about that. They probably didn't even look.
It's like, oh yeah, what do you think about it? Is it funny? You like it?
Yeah.
You guys want to collab?
I mean, collab with my work.
Yeah. Dr. AFG does it.
But yeah, I left the shop that I worked in. I mean, I'm gonna miss Charlie a lot, and it was kind of bullshit because I just kind of it was. I mean, something happened. between a coworker and me he's had problems with me forever. He only has problems with me. He doesn't have problems with anyone else. Well, actually, he does have problems with everyone else in different ways, and he doesn't do good work. But the main issue that he had with me was over him threatening physical violence over me. And I was just like, hey.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, I am not going to work with somebody that I feel unsafe around. And when it's a shop that is literally, there's five of us, and three of us are in the main shop, and one of them's not here because he's the owner, and the other one's the service writer. So it's like, well, you know, if it comes down to it and I physically can't even be safe in this environment, then I just went to my boss and he was like, what do you think? First of all, the day that happened, I just left. I went home. I'm like, oh, actually, I went to the police station and then I went home. And I was just like, yeah, my boss kind of didn't expect me to come back. He's like, I didn't think you were coming back. And I was like, yeah, I thought about it. I really thought about it. But you know, obviously I'm going to not just leave my job, as I'm an adult. I'm almost 30. I'm a grown man, and I can, you know, come back and say, hey, it's him or me. And he said, well, I don't want to pick on anyone's side. I don't want to, you know, he was just kind of like all shoulders about it. And I was like, all right, well, looks like it's me. So we both agreed that I would go and there would be no more drama, which is kind of bullshit. Honestly,
yeah,
because he's just so non-confrontational. But you know, I don't hold it against him. He's a business owner and needs to run his shop. And I, you know, brought a lot to the company, but the company honestly could probably survive a lot without me, even though they've had their best weeks and stuff.
I have a question for you. How long have you worked there?
8 years.
8 years, and you've been living at the same place that whole time?
No. Well, it actually, the first time I started working there, I was living in the same town.
That explains a lot. Okay.
And I was living with my parents. And then I actually moved with my girlfriend to a different town because I couldn't afford rent in this town. Yeah. It was very expensive. It's like median town rent is like $2,500 a month. And I was like, I'd literally rather live in a van down by the fucking river. Ironically, which is actually what I did eventually for a long time. I moved up north to Bellingham, Washington. I lived there for about 2.5 years. I worked at a few different places, and then this guy, my boss, when he's like, hey, I'm opening a second location, I need someone to manage the first one, do you want to do that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm not paying rent there though. So I actually bought a pickup truck and I bought a camper, a slide in bed camper for it. And, you know, kind of did a little van life thing for almost a year.
Hell yeah.
Eventually it didn't work out. The truck camper was kind of fucked up when I bought it. So I ended up giving it to a friend of mine after, some damage happened to it, and I blew my pickup truck. I blew the transmission up in my truck because the fucking thing leaked everywhere. And then I got rid of the camper, and it was kind of a shit show. I ended up buying a small Chevrolet motorhome and lived in that for another little while. And by that time, my stepdad got diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer, and mom was going through it. And I was like, you know what? I gotta stay with them. So I lived at home and until my stepdad passed, and that's kind of just where I'm still at. Just kind of hanging out here with my mom. And
yeah, so how long?
I'm enjoying it
How long have you lived there and also worked up there?
Over 2 years now.
So you've done that trip every single day for almost 2 years. Damn. So
I did the math. It's 50,000 miles.
Yeah, so
50,000 miles I've put on my vehicles to go to this job over the last 2 years. Not counting the other 6 that I worked.
What I was getting at is it gets to a point, and you definitely surpassed it. It gets to a point where that drive just is not worth it anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Well, I mean, combined with the other things that happened, it was just like, why am I doing this?
Exactly.
Why am I making, you know, all these choices and working, you know, driving 12 hours a week minimum? To go to a job to make $27 an hour.
Yeah.
And to get threatened and problems with people like, you know, working with Charlie was great. I loved my job, but you know, there's a point where you get to where it's just like, I value myself more than I value this job. So I'm going to go somewhere else. It took me.
Well, I stayed at the dealer that I was just at for a year and 6 months. And
was it that long? Really?
Yeah, I was there for a year and 6 months. And
damn.
I got fed up. I thought having the 4-day work week would fix everything. But after a month of that and me realizing that I still was just not happy with what I was doing, that's when I was like, I have to make a change.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
So I understand where you're coming from because your story sounds very similar. So,
yeah, I mean, no disrespect to my boss. And
yours was a little bit more extreme on every avenue because you drove further and you also had physical harm threatened to you, causing you to go to the police. I didn't have any of that. I was just fed up with shit. So
it was just like, well, I mean, I can't. There was so much more than that. It was so many little tiny bullshit things, like the fact we didn't have fucking heat. We didn't have hot water. God. For the longest time. We don't have air conditioning. It's a small shop. You know, the it's hard. It's expensive. All that stuff. It costs a lot of money. And you know, and it just kind of got to a point where it was like, hey, I mean, maybe, you know, employees are okay to put up with this stuff for a while. But I mean, when I was like the head guy there, and it was just like, I'm not really getting any more better treatment than anyone else, which I mean, is totally fine because, like, you know, why would I get treated better than everyone else? I mean, purely based off of just experience, and I don't really know what to expect, but it's still just like, hey, maybe like we should get some hot water and heat in the shop and air conditioning.
The basics. And
like a toilet minimum that works and stuff. But I mean, I've worked at places that didn't even have running water. So, I mean, it's not terrible, but I'm very happy to be leaving.
Yes.
And I'm very happy to be starting at a Honda dealership.
How was that drive, that last drive, leaving that dealer after you packed everything
up? The dealer?
Yeah. Or no, the shop that you were at. How was that last drive?
Well, the thing was, is I didn't really... I mean, I still have some things there. I got to go get. Okay. but I moved my tools out of there months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got you.
When I left that day that all happened, you know, here's what actually happened. Uh-huh. The shop is so small and... you know, we have to like, you know, bump into each other occasionally. And there are some parts of the shop that are impassable when there is a vehicle on the lift and a toolbox door open and then a technician standing there. Mm-hmm. And his bay was right next to my area. And I needed to get the AC machine to a back bay so I could service the AC on a vehicle. And I was like, hey, I need to get by here. You know, excuse me. And he's one of those guys that has his headphones in. So I was just like, I like tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get by. Literally, like verbatim, that's exactly what I said. Like, excuse me, I got to bring this AC machine through here. Would you mind moving? And didn't respond at first. So I just kept, you know, like, hey, hello, hello. Like, I know you can see and hear me. And at that point, he never said anything. So I was just like, all right, fuck it. And I just moved this AC machine. It kind of touched his foot a little bit. And he was like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck away from me, you piece of shit. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, all right. And he kept like, he says some shit. He was like, you didn't get beat up enough in school. You didn't fucking, you're a fucking pussy. Like, literally just like.
Sounds like mental illness.
Yeah, the dude's mentally ill for sure. But it's like, I don't understand why he expected there to be a good outcome from that. And I'm like, he just went like, he was yelling at me for like a few minutes afterward, after that. And just like literally saying like shit that is like super personal. Mm. And my boss is like, you guys need to work this out. And I was like,
there's no working it out with him.
There's no working this out, man. Like he made personal level insults that I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. You should be fired, and he should have been fired for what he said. I mean, I went to the police station. I've never been to a police station before. And I was like, hey, just so somebody has heard me say this, I'm telling you right now that there's a guy that I work with who's threatened people in the past, and now he's threatened me. So I want to put it out there in public record that there is something here. And if I go back, because I didn't initially decide to quit, I decided to quit the next day. When I came back and my boss was not on my side, and I was like, all right, well, if you're not on my side and you just want things to be all kumbaya, fucking, you know, light up candles and sing a vigil or candlelight vigil or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it's called. Let me say that again.
Isn't a vigil for like dead people?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. I just said, if you want everyone to, you know, sing kumbaya and work everything out, then you're wrong and I'm leaving.
Yeah,
and
you're wrong, and I hate you.
He was no personal feelings. It was kind of just like, I know you're a boss and you have to be a boss, but it was kind of just like, I don't really want to work for you anymore if you're not going to support me on this.
Yeah. Fuck this shit. Like, I'm out.
Hey, fuck this shit. I'm out. And then I gave Charlie a hug and then I left. But yeah, so content's going to be changing a little bit here real soon. Honestly, working on a lot of things that are more for YouTube, longer videos. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll actually have more time now. You'll have more time because of your shorter commute. Like when you get home, mm-hmm. you'll be like, oh, wow, it's this early.
I'll be like, wow, it is 5:36 or 5:20.
That's how my commute is. My commute's 15 to 25 minutes max.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could go really, really fast.
That's what I had in North Carolina. I lived 10 minutes away from my dealer. So I'd just go home and immediately, like, we would go out to eat somewhere because I had all this energy and I didn't spend all that energy just driving home. Yeah.
Like, what I was doing when I was working at this other shop, I'm not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave at 5, I would wake up at 5 a.m. and I would, you know, get ready, probably go leave at like 5:30, 5:45 ish. Get to work at 7, sometimes 7:15, because there's a drawbridge that opens and closes on my commute, and there is no schedule and it is random. So I just said, hey man, I'm gonna be late whenever that happens, because I can't control that. I'm sorry, and I'm not waking up earlier. So I mean, it wasn't that often. It was like maybe once or twice a month. Which nobody had a problem with. But it was, I would wake up at, or I would leave around 5:45, get there at 7, get off around 5 to 5:30. I tried to get off more at 5 because my boss never really paid us overtime, which is illegal, but
yeah,
that's beside the point. We would get off at like 5:30, you know, sit in traffic 45 minutes, then I'd get home probably an hour later than that. So I'd get home, you know, around 7:30, maybe sometimes 8, sometimes that's 7. So now I'll be waking up, I'll be going to work at 8 and getting off at 5, and then I have a fucking 15-20 minute commute.
Hell yeah.
So that's going to be,
you're gonna save so much money better. You're gonna save so much money in gas, dude.
I already did the math. It's a fifth the distance.
Yeah,
it is. Me to work and back before it was 120 miles, and now me to work and back now is 24 miles. Mm-hmm. So it's a fifth.
Literally, basically 100 less miles.
100 less miles a day.
Hell yeah.
A day. Well, actually, 140 miles less a day. Wait, no. 24 miles versus 120. So it is 100.
It's 95 miles difference.
Yeah, that amount. Numbers.
Numbers.
But
speaking
yeah,
of like, speaking of long commutes, like the new dealer that I'm going to, like I said in the episode before, is 45 miles away instead of 44 right now. However, mm-hmm. because it's all highway and multi-lane, coming back home from me dropping off my tools at the new toolbox, there was a backup on the highway outside of the dealer, and there was also a backup in this little choke point at Harper's Ferry. It turns from like 4 lanes to 2 lanes, and then goes back to four lanes after you pass through the little mountain section and in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. There was a backup there because there always is. But even with those backups, the old dealer that I left, if there was a major traffic backup, it'd be an hour and 10 minutes before I got home. With those two backups and at the new place, I was at home in 54 minutes.
Nice.
So even if there's traffic, it's quicker. It's not really quick, but here within the next year, we are already looking at properties to rent in that area.
Nice.
So yeah, we're going to be moving on to.
Hell yeah, buddy.
So like on the screen here, I'm not going to be able to, I'll try to describe this to the audio listeners, but for the Patreon watchers, the new location is down here and where my girlfriend works is like up here. And that's a 20 minute difference. We're going to be trying to move along that highway somewhere
in the corridor anyway.
Yes. So both of us will have drastically shorter commutes once we do that.
Hell and yeah.
I am very excited for this. So the long commute is not going to be a thing that much longer. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I have so much more motivation.
And it is not the train.
Yes.
Speaking of tunnel, you basically work underground now.
Oh, yeah. The shop's underground, dude.
What?
Yeah. The shop that I'm at is now underground. It's a constant temperature in the entire year round. My mom caught word that the shop was underground, and she immediately sent me through the mail a carbon monoxide alarm.
Secret tunnel. So, yeah.
So she got me a carbon monoxide detector, and I have that on my toolbox now.
Nice.
And well, yeah.
I mean,
I'm interested to see the content you make while underground.
Oh, dude, it's going to be nice because there's this giant air vent.
Does it echo when you scream?
No, it doesn't. There's this giant air vent in front of my bay that blows air onto us, and it's very noisy.
Oh, I wish I had air like that in my shop.
And
any sort of HVAC system whatsoever at my shop.
So the shop that I'm in now is very noisy. The top of it is coated in fire retardant.
Fire retardant.
Only a few of those fire. Are going to get bleeped.
I had to say it.
It's like a tick.
Fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coated in that, and it kind of deadens the sound, too. So it's also sound retardant.
Is there asbestos on that ceiling in there?
It probably is. I don't know. It's some kind of...
I'm going to get mesothelioma.
Yeah, legalize buddy. Asbestos.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. Asbestos. It's just as loud as my first dealer, which means I can be loud when I'm making my reels now.
You'd be angry.
Yes, I can scream again in the shop. Because I don't know if you like the first few reels that I did, I don't know if you remember that clip where I'm pointing the camera at a air spring. And I was like, this is a, and there's somebody messing with an air hammer off in the background. I was like, this is a shut up. So yeah, I can't wait to scream like that again in the shop.
Same.
Cause I've just been screaming in cars for a valid reason, but
yeah. New job is cool.
Yes.
New job time.
Pixie over here just being like, I ain't got those problems.
I don't. The only problem I have is lack of pay, but I don't want to leave because the work environment is too nice.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason to stay. You got a good commute and you like where you work. So,
I mean, like, it's not that it's not like I'm getting paid any of that for what I do. Like, I could get paid more. Like, I get paid like $23 an hour, which is low compared to y'all. Anyway,
I was say you've been working for what 8 years? You definitely need to be above that.
I don't make anything.
Yeah, but like I don't do like super like I don't tear engines apart or pull them out or anything. I literally had the 8 years I've been there, I've never taken out a dash or anything like that or done a timing cover. None of that. I haven't done any of that somehow.
Do they do they not believe in you?
No, it's just that I don't end up getting that work. Like it doesn't like every time when I'm diagnosing stuff like that, I've never had to do a timing cover or like the customers never bought it. Every AC issue I've had, it's never been in the dash. The one heater core I did was in a Volkswagen, and it was just right on the side of the footwell. You pull a panel off, and it's sick. Right the fuck there.
Deal. I like it when they're easy. Sometimes they're easy.
Yeah, but I haven't had to do anything like that. There's been once or twice, once or twice with things where I've been like, yeah, that's kind of
sorry.
It's like, yeah, I don't get paid enough to do that, and I don't really want to do that because there's 8,000 pounds of rust on a 4,000 pound car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly. And then
if any of the audio listeners is wondering why I just started cackling out of nowhere, Sterling deep throated his microphone out of nowhere. So yeah.
I've got like a weird sixth sense with cars where it's like, that's going to be a really big problem and a lot of stuff's going to break. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just cost up. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to be responsible for stuff breaking. And then they give it to somebody else. And exactly what I said was going to happen happens to them. And I'm like, oh, look, nobody listens to me.
Me with any 2004 Mercedes.
Yeah. Hey, don't work on that.
That's going to turn into a big problem and bite us in the ass because we're going to have to buy a bunch of parts that are going to break, and it's going to be this whole mess. It's going to last like 4 days, and then it lasts 4 days, and they break a lot of shit, and I'm just like, see? but you give me fucking lower control arms. Yeah, I wasn't looking.
Oh, you give me lower control arms. He's taking the condom off. He's taking the condom off. Can't
reach mine. I don't know. I'm bored.
Shit.
If you give me a 10-hour job on taking lower control arms off of Sienna, I'll do that shit in 2 hours. This shit's fun.
2 hours? The fuck takes two hours?
It takes me like 2 hours to do those control arms.
It took 5 seconds. Like those like motor mounts on Toyota Siennas, they're like, yeah, it pays 13.6 hours because it's supposed to take the engine out. You can do them in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do for the control arms because you have to lift the engine off of the motor mounts that are there. Yeah, you do. Because the bolts for the control arms are under the motor mounts. You have to take the motor mounts out to do the control arms on the Siennas. Because
I've never done that.
It's because they put the bolt through the top. And then they put the motor mount over instead of having the bolt through it this way. So it's like, that's stupid. It's like that would have solved a huge problem. But at the same time, it takes 2 hours to do it because you don't actually have to pull the motor out.
You can do it a lot easier if you drop the subframe down a little bit. You don't have to do all that bullshit. And
you kind of have to drop the subframe down a little bit anyway to actually get the motor mount to clear.
Yeah.
But
that sounds like a lot of fucking work.
It sounds like a lot of work. It's really not a mechanic.
I don't fucking know anything.
The subframe is four bolts.
I forgot all that shit.
The subframe's four bolts, and each motor mount's got three bolts on it. And it's you just lower it enough to where the hole, you put it on jacks that hold the subframe up so you can raise and lower that you need. And then you put another one on the engine, jack it up. And so, take the motor mount out, zip that bolt off, throw the control arm away at your coworker or whatever.
Put the new one on. Beat it across the shop.
We do regularly because there's a trash bin.
I fucking hate this goddamn chair. So
if you get the right bay, we'll just be like, just fucking yeet shit across the shop because it's going in the trash. There's nothing to break.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, I'm excited to not be where I'm at now.
Same.
I mean, really, it's just going to be like, I'm going to work here until I have the ability and the means to open my own business. And then I'm going to go do that.
It's a good enough reason.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then the only coworker you're going to hire is going to be Charlie.
And probably I'll just hire my friends. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's like, hey, you want a job? Like, I'll hire you.
First, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do first.
Yeah. Whether it's going to be like a maintenance shop or a restoration shop or something.
It'll be a both. I want to do everything. I want to do like maintenance and repairs.
Keep the lights on.
Yeah, maintenance and repairs, tires, alignments on lowered cars and cool stuff. You know, performance stuff. I want to have a dyno. I want to have, you know, people that can install stereos, tint windows, do wraps, paint, everything. I want everything.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
So eventually, you know,
you're gonna need, because the thing
is I have all of this knowledge and I want people to share it with, and I want like projects to share it with. So if I have like a place where it's like, hey, we do everything, we don't have, you know, like shit where we refuse unless it's like something that needs to go to like a dealership and or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the chair is squeaking so much. I can't stop. I can't get it to stop squeaking.
I actually don't hear it.
I'm going to throw it out the window and destroy it with a sledgehammer.
You should record that when you do it.
Maybe. I'll think about it. But yeah, I'm excited to have more of a say in what I do, even though I was in charge. But yeah.
I think the, like I said before, the shorter commute's definitely going to unburn out you.
A shorter commute is not going to make me want to kill myself anymore.
Yeah.
Going to make you want to kill other people.
No, we'll see. We'll see if anyone there knows me. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah, that's always
fun.
If I
just like, if I show up to work and somebody's going to be like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
And then you're like, fuck, and you gotta leave.
I'd be like, I work here now. What's going on?
You want to lose their fucking mind?
Probably. Well, I'm not expecting that at all, but
hey, you never know.
You never know.
The shop foreman is a regular watcher of your shit.
Well, he interviewed me, so.
Oh,
well, my shop foreman knows of this podcast already because we interviewed Zach Clapman last episode. So, yeah. He's a big fan of the smoking tire.
Hell so yeah.
He's going to know what I'm doing. So that's why I didn't say how much I make at this new place. So,
well, I just,
more than the other place.
Yeah.
I'm making less, but I'm getting a bunch of other stuff that
cat is
better than, no, I thought I maybe heard a cat, but I don't see one.
I thought I saw a putty cat.
Putty tat. I completely lost my train of thought.
You got trains over there? What?
I want to buy property and I want to buy a tiny house. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. You said you got a cut in pay, but you said you were.
Yeah. Gonna, oh, I got a cut in pay, but I'm going to be. Other stuff is like the commute's going away and like the. It's all insurance is paid through the employer. They pay for everything. Mm-hmm. So they'll pay.
It's a dealership medical, too. So you'll probably get actually good insurance, unlike my shop.
Exactly. Like, and then I could put my wife on in some insurance because, I mean, we're waiting on a green card for her. So she's not allowed to work.
You're actually married. You can do that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the big one of the biggest reasons we got married. Obviously, the biggest reason was that we wanted to get married. But the the second biggest reason is that it would like try to speed up, you know, stuff like that and be able to get it so I can have her have health insurance so she doesn't have to go back to Spain to get health insurance. But right, if she went, because if she went back to Spain, the U.S. would basically see that as a forfeit for immigration. So she can't leave. It's super fucked.
She can't even go and visit?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. Unless somebody who listens to this podcast is an immigration lawyer and they want to tell me stuff, by all means, please reach out. But
yeah,
as far as I understand, she cannot legally earn money. She cannot legally have...
what the...
What, did it do the thing?
For the audio listeners, when Sterling put his thumbs up,
God, it does.
It does an emote. It's got this little bubble that comes up with a thumbs up thing.
Can I turn that off?
Apple computer.
What the heck is that? Hang on a second. Let me turn that off.
You're talking about something emotional and fucking shit, and then just
thumbs up emoji.
Thumbs up emoji.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Ruins the whole thing.
But yeah, either way, it's kind of fucked if you want to immigrate to this country.
Yeah. Damn.
And yeah, so ideally, well, it was really dumb because the whole immigration wait time, it was like 2 months, 1 month, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 24 months. And I was like, oh,
what the fuck?
Jesus.
It's like when you're waiting for a game to download and the fucking time keeps going down and then it fucking just shoots back up.
Yeah, it's like when you're...
This will finish exactly downloading in 3,500 years.
And you're like, cool, I'll be dead and gone and so will everyone else, basically.
Me waiting for GTA 6.
Yeah. So she's unable to get a job. So I have to basically do everything. But I mean, damn. I'm totally fine with that. Mm-hmm. I signed up for it. I'm actually kind of happy that she does. She gets to do cool stuff and she does the laundry, you know. Sometimes she goes grocery shopping with my debit card and sometimes she gets me the wrong soy milk and it's okay, but sometimes we're just waiting on stuff. So it'd be nice if I had more time to spend at home with her, because
now you do.
And now I do. So it'll be great.
Fuck yeah.
I would ideally like to have a 4:10 schedule on top of that, but I mean, we can negotiate that.
Yeah,
down the road. Nate said we could probably figure something out eventually. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to fit content into this, but I'm going to be doing most of my stuff in the garage and try to find a shop space to
look up what their social media clause is, because I'm pretty sure HR has some kind of rules with social media. And if you read up on it,
I think they sent me the fucking, what's it called, the manual.
Because if it says anything like if you're filming something inside the shop and all you need is like a disclaimer saying that your views don't line up with their views, then you're good. Just don't show anybody's personal information. So don't show any like ROs or any kind of
or license plates or
license VINs. Plates. Yeah.
Well, I do that anyway. So yeah.
I also do that anyway.
If somebody wants to find out information, then they're gonna find it out. But generally. But yeah, I'm excited. We're all excited.
Hell yeah.
I'm happy to not be working in a toxic environment. I'm sad that Charlie is gone, but I mean, Charlie's probably going to go somewhere else at some point too.
Yeah. Just know you're worth it, everybody.
It'll just be Kyle.
Yeah.
This episode is Know Your Worth Part 2.
Yeah. If you are stuck at a job and, you know you could get paid somewhere else, then just go.
Yeah.
Do it. Quit.
Toolboxes have wheels for a reason. Mercedes doesn't. Mercedes provides the toolboxes, too. So all you need is, like, if you're a Mercedes tech, you just need bags for your tools, and you can just fucking go. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're worth more than your job.
Yeah.
So if your job sucks and you know you can get it better somewhere else, and even if you can't, it's better to just try something else than being stuck in a place that you want to fucking kill yourself in.
Yeah.
Or someone wants to kill you in.
That too.
Like that. Yeah.
So let me segue into our little segment at the end of the episode here. Since we're recording on a Monday, now that me and Sterling are in between dealer or in between shops and Pixie had a day off today. We're recording on a Monday.
You guys ain't got no job. It's just my day off.
Yeah.
Pixie's the breadwinner in this house.
Yeah.
We didn't ask our Patreon members anything because we didn't really have time to give them a thoughtful question. So what we did was we went to the Instagram page and we asked our Instagram followers to give us one word. And we're going to see if they can tell us a story.
Wienor, 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 wienor.
Pretty much. So what we're going to do
is
you
say two words, you're getting banned.
You just get blocked.
Yeah, right. So we have 66 responses right now. Because last time I checked 30 minutes ago, we had 52. oh, my God. So we're going to see what this 66 word story is right now.
What? Let's find out.
All right. The first person who put down a word is Wolf and Flips, by the way. Again.
Cool.
Again. All right. Fucking here we go.
Quick we got, boy.
We got, here's the story. Come Josh, plutonium dog, Dacia penis word, pit bull alternator, refrigerator caulk, bearing burger, no business, fucked. Hoss car, slippery shark nerf, cactus balls, dog carburetor, Challenger orange penor, energetically hermaphrodite A and misery I, glass wrench puddles.
I guess they can't really tell a story when nobody knows what the previous word is.
Yeah, no.
So it's just nonsense.
It's just random. China. He suspicious goes? Squid.
China. China. China.
Calypagus chicken tofurkey. Blech uwu. Spastic wiener.
Fucking hate tofurkey.
Squealing Toyota muffler. Probe wiener. E-plane. Oh. Buick Salami. Ah! Hippopotamus Boeing. Mazda. Den and Den. Halo. Den. Comeback wiener's balls.
Den? What the fuck?
You gotta
Who said
put
Den
a,
three times?
You gotta put the like that reverb gunshot when the on the last word.
I think you should do reverb on China.
Yeah.
China. China?
That is a that is a complete sentence.
I guess.
I'm waiting till I get another AC job so I can zoom in on the retard part on the fucking gauge just to add that fucking gunshot vine boom.
Yeah. Like that story. That reel. That's where the one he's like driving the old car and he puts the ignition timing in retard. just an explosion noise. Post-production serrated Mobius here. If you're wondering why some of those words were censored and some of them weren't, context is everything. Ignition timing. Anyway, back to the episode.
I need that whatever soundbite that gunshot is, I need to fucking do it.
It's like the vine boom shotgun sound. Yeah.
30-06 like sniper rifle shot.
I'm put the fucking Modern Warfare 2 intervention sound on it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This is oddly mechanical for a bolt action.
Hell yeah.
That was good. Yeah, our Instagram
page. I like that. We should do that more.
Yeah, we'll do that more. That is why I wanted to do like Patreon questions as well, because our Instagram is we love them. Bless their hearts. Anyway.
Bless your heart, you sweet young man. World War II was bad.
I want tacos.
Tacos sound good.
I want taco time.
Street tacos, but I can't.
There's no place around here that has good street tacos. You have to go to Taco Bell or Taco Time because it's fucking white people land. There's not a single person of color in this town.
There's no taco trucks around here at all either. And I'm sad. There used to be one that was fucking... Well, there's two decent Mexican restaurants around here, but it's like, I want $3 tacos that are good and not taste like chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Or how do they taste like chemicals?
Processed food. That's maybe, I don't know, kind of food, like Taco Bell? I don't know.
Taco Bell slaps. Taco Bell is
pretty good.
Taco Bell slaps. Taco Bell has a time and place, and it's like, yeah, if you want Mexican food, then go to a Mexican restaurant, but or cook it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I usually end up having to cook the tacos myself. It ends up being better anyway because I get way too good a meat for what should be put in tacos.
Hell yeah.
I don't think there's a standard of meat that goes into tacos.
Well, when you put like taco meat, usually you'll put like it'll be like either like fajita cuts or like what's the other fucking or like
carne asada,
whatever they use for carne asada. It'll be some kind of like skirt steak, or you'll use like some people use you'll use like a lesser cut of meat for tacos because you're gonna dice it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess but that makes sense. It's kind of like ground beef.
Yeah, kind of. But I'll get like fucking I'll get some of the good shit that like I should probably make this into an actual steak, but I'll cut the steak up into pieces and make it into tacos just because I was like, oh fuck it, why not?
Oh, I just remembered something.
What's that?
Wiener.
No. My birthday is on Friday.
Oh, this coming Friday?
Yeah.
Sick. Hell yeah. My birthday is in
I'm going to be in Atlanta.
My birthday is a couple weeks.
Get me something in spirit.
I'll try and get you something. Yeah, I'll get you something Atlanta adjacent.
Atlanta, like the fucking. I went to this shitty airport, and all I got was this fucking T-shirt. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah! I'm turning 29.
You're still in your 20s.
Yeah, for one more year.
Yeah, enjoy it.
I want DeWalt Power Stack batteries for my.
Fuck DeWalt tools.
I love my DeWalt tools.
DeWalt tools are fine. I'm just a Milwaukee.
I can't say anything. I use Ryobi, so.
Ryobi is like the I eat paste version.
Yeah, the window liquor. It's kind of on brand for me.
Isn't Ryobi Rigid and Milwaukee all made in the same factory, though?
I think so, yeah.
I got a USB Milwaukee cable.
I've used the same bit driver for 5 years and it still works, so I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have a reason to buy a new one.
Yeah. But yeah, that was this episode of Flag Time. So hope you guys enjoy it. We're trying to build our buffer back up. That's why we recorded on a Monday.
They don't gotta know that.
They do gotta know that, man. We're gonna be transparent as shit on this podcast.
I'm getting my
What did you say?
What?
How do I use this?
What did you say?
I found out how to use it, I think.
The fuck is happening?
I got a slingshot.
Oh my god.
Hey, well, don't break your guess what this is.
That is the front end to a Mercury Capri.
No.
I don't know.
Is it a grill?
Yeah.
Of a Ford Taurus?
No.
It's from a Chevy product, isn't it?
It probably has fucking diseases on it. Probably shouldn't do that.
Is it for your Saab?
You now have stage 12 diabetes.
Diabetes.
I didn't know the stages were that high.
It's a cord you grill. CB7.
You should have died from this 10 years ago. Stage 12.
Stage 12? Yeah, like, you know, stage 4 is the max.
Yeah.
You're like 3 times that.
We don't know how you're alive.
That's like, have you ever seen like the fucking health officials that say, oh, every whatever of this you eat, it takes a year off your life. And it's like, huh, I should have been dead in 1812 then.
Yeah. Well, there's also a study that said every time you masturbate, it extends your life expectancy. So that probably balances
I'm
out.
I'm immortal if that's the case.
Immortality. Like, I'm going to live until 3000.
Thank you for listening to Flag Time. Oh yeah, I need to read names. Shit.
Do it post recording like you did.
No,
last
we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Fuck
like
it.
The one guy from the news. Yeah,
I have to update the names every single recording because it's fucking updates every single time. So thank you to our premium members who give us way too much money. Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Big Blue Caddy. Chat Good Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devine, Devin Newby, DMAC Yeet, Ellis Chato, Eric Firestone, 512, Force User, Fortech, 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH, 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson, 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna, or Zane Cadi, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern, Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nicholas Reach, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spooky Sprout, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, Meep But in Japanese. Woodwood. Anyway, thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. It completely did not.
I forgot to unmute it, goddammit!